Michigan's most listened to Christian talk. The Bob Duco Show on 103.5 FM, WMUZ, The Light.
Oh, the happiest Christmas is a homecoming Christmas with the snow fluttering down.
You're listening to The Bob Duco Show. Very happy to be with you folks each day from noon to four here on WMUZ in Detroit, as well as KJSL in St. Louis, KKPZ in Portland, Oregon. And how many of you are familiar with the name Harry Dent? Harry Dent, he worked with actually a lot of presidents, most closely I think is associated with Richard Nixon. Many people consider him to be the architect of the so-called Southern Strategy, which is a very controversial strategy involving getting some of the, you know, white voters in the South to switch from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. But so you have that issue. Then, of course, have the whole Watergate issue. And Harry Dent was one of the people that he was certainly called to testify in the Watergate cases, but he did not go to prison in any of these. Harry Dent went on to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and do just a lot of great work since then. Went home to be with the Lord, I think, just about 2-3 years ago or so. His daughter, Ginny Dent Brandt, is an educator, counselor, Christian speaker, president of Lady Alive and Serving, which her father, Harry Dent, started in 1985. She's author of the book Finding True Freedom from the White House to the World. And Ginny Dent Brandt joins me now. Ginny, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Thank you so much. You know, when I do mention Harry Dent, mention your father, I'm curious, first of all, your overall take, because I want to talk with you about a lot. I want to talk with you about Watergate, certainly. I want to talk with you about Southern Strategy. But just in general, looking back, how do you feel that history has treated your dad? How did your dad feel that history had treated him?
I think they do look at my dad as being the Southern strategist that helped several presidents to get elected to the White House. Sometimes, though, people's recollection of things are not exactly correct. And my dad was not the Southern strategist that tried to limit the rights of African Americans and put whites against blacks. It was George Wallace. If he had joined with George Wallace, then he would have been doing that. But no, he joined with Richard Nixon, and Richard Nixon was bound and determined to end segregation.
Okay. Now, you know, the perception is that Richard Nixon was very much in agreement with the Southern Strategy mentality of let's take some of those racist whites and let's use language like states' rights and everything else to get them to vote Republican instead of Democrat. And so basically kind of inflaming racial tension, if you will, to get some of the people to switch parties from Democrat to Republican. That's perceived not only as a Harry Dent thing, but that Richard Nixon supported that as well. So is this a case where not only your father, but Richard Nixon is unfairly tagged with the Southern Strategy belief?
Richard Nixon supported the Southern Strategy in that he wanted the South to be able to have a voice in national politics.
Yeah.
And he clearly did that. But I spoke with his brother, Ed Nixon. I've spoken to him several times on the telephone through the writing of my book and since my book has come out. And the entire Nixon family, when they came to the South to go to Duke Law School, they were shocked at the way things were segregated. And when he became president, he told my dad right up front, this will end. You know, we're going to bring this about, but we're going to do it so that the children are not the victims. You know, when we all of a sudden take schools and you know, all of a sudden put them together, blacks and whites, where they never have been before, and you force it, you're going to have rioting. You're going to have problems. And so they wanted to do it so that it worked and would be to the benefit of all. So a lot of things that were said about those days and about Richard Nixon, if you check your statistics, you will see that Richard Nixon did more for African Americans than any president before him and possibly after him.
Was there anything ever in talks that you had with your father, was there anything ever that he would say regarding the Southern Strategy and at least some of the results of it? That, I mean, did he ever express regret or anything like that as far as even some of the net result that was part of it, even though he may not have orchestrated it to the level that some people have perceived him to?
Right. But he would be the first to admit that growing up in the South, he was a segregationist. He did believe things should be separate. It was the way things were in the South, and he commonly accepted that. And he was part of Senator Thurmond and trying to get the, you know, the Voting Rights Act passed. But when Reagan was president, my dad advised him not to go back on the Voting Rights Act, that African Americans should have certain rights. And so my dad looked back on his segregationist days, and he was, you know, regretted that he did not do something sooner, mm-hmm. that he accepted it as a way of life, as did Democrats and Republicans in the South. Right. I think we all look back and we go, how did this ever happen? How did we ever accept this as a normal way of life? So, yes, my dad did, you know, he apologized in the Washington Post for his segregationist days and anything he did in those early days that did block civil rights from coming about. But when he was in the Nixon White House, he was actually helping civil rights. And after that, and after he became a Christian, then he really began to see that how he should have done more of that.
Right. Well, and Strom Thurmond is another example of this. I mean, Strom Thurmond obviously was a strong segregationist at one time, but he, like your father, had a change of heart, and you know, that was the culture that they were in. That's what seemed normal, but as they got older and wiser, they realized this is wrong, and Strom Thurmond had a change of heart. And actually, when he was a segregationist, he was a Democrat. When he started having a change of heart, he switched parties to the Republican Party anyway.
Right. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I think we all have some regrets in looking back.
Sure.
And as someone who works in the public school system today, when I teach kids about the way things used to be, they look at me like, Mrs. Brandt, how could that ever have been?
Yeah.
You know, today, they're so far removed from it, they don't understand how that could have ever happened. And frankly, I don't either.
Right.
But I grew up in those days, too, and gradually things changed. And my sisters and brothers and I were part of the change in that we were taken from one high school and put in another to try to integrate the schools and make the best of it.
Right.
And in the end, it was the best thing. At the time, I didn't think so because I had to change cheerleading uniforms, you know. It was all about me. But as I grew older, I realized that what we did was important, and making that work was the most important thing.
Sure. Well, hang on just a second. We'll pick up the conversation from there in just a couple of minutes more with Jenny Dent Brandt. She is the daughter of Harry Dent, and she's author of the book Finding True Freedom, From the White House to the World. It's CLC Publishing, and you're listening to The Bob Duco Show.